kant hebben.
Tyrone, Northwest London. Thursday, Youth Base Sivan, the 1st of June. Rabbi Chaim Berman Shlita, Chochem She'osar, asking a Shaila again. This week's Torahway has been sponsored. The Choy Simchas Hava Mitzvah Shal Sruli Grunfeld Nun Yud. This week's Shabbos Parshas Nosoi. Yerotzen She'is Gehoria Voskenov, Rav Nachas Bimenu, Mikol Yoy Tzichal Tzeim.
Amen. Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. So, Shaila of a Maisa Shehayo. The Kriyas HaTorah was happening in Shul. It was a Shabbos morning. And the Baal Korah sees something that looks a bit strange in the Sefer Torah. So he calls over the Rav. The Rav looks at the Sefer Torah. He says, according to my limited knowledge in Hilchas Stam, I think there is a Shaila here. I don't think it passes the Sefer Torah. We can keep out the Sefer Torah, but we need to investigate this. So they continue Kriyas HaTorah. After Shabbos, the Rav arranges for a Sofer to be called. The Sofer comes. He takes one look at the Sefer Torah and he says, the Sefer Torah is posel, finished. It's going to cost an extraordinary amount of money to fix. We're talking about over £10,000 to fix the Sefer Torah. It's one of these old English... What's that?
One letter?
No, it was clear to him that there was one letter was a simon on everything, and the letters were faded, and it was old, and it was all... It was like... The whole thing needed tikkun. Oh, really? That's interesting. What are we going to do? So the sefer, it was an old English shul. So the sefer says, you probably have other sefer Torah like this as well. The Rav says, well, actually we do. So he takes it to the Oren. You know, in these shuls, they have like 14, 15 sfarim. So the Ketzer went through one by one. It turns out that 12...
Same sofa.
It turns out that 13 out of the 15 Sifrei Torah apostle. And so now the Rav has to go back to his honorary officers and explain to them that, Rabbi Yisai, we've got a hefty bill now. A very hefty bill to foot. So one of the honorary officers suggests, well, why don't we just take a second opinion? Why don't we ask another sofa and see what he says? So this enters us into the sukkah of Chacham She'osar. And I'll tell you what happened in the end of the story, but the Gemara writes in Avodah Zarah, Tana Rabbanan, Hanishal L'Chacham V'Osar, someone asks the Chacham, and he was Osar. Lo Yishal L'Chacham V'Yate, should not ask another Chacham, and the other Chacham should be Meikol. For the other chacham to be meikel.
The contrary, yes.
Onto the contrary. Yeah. I see what you mean. You're making a diuk now, right? You're reading well. We'll see. And what is the reason for this halacha, for this gemara? What could the svara be? So I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, if you'd say misvara chitzayna, or maybe you've learned the sugi before, what's the reason for the gemara? Why can't you ask again? Well, once we know, then we can apply it to different scenarios, which is what we're going to do. What would you suggest? What do you mean?
I need to shame him.
What do you mean?
Good to accept.
Why do you have that is correct? Then why is that the case? Why is that the case?
Quite a wolf.
Okay. So you think you said you shouldn't shame him? Yeah. Yes. Kvod HaRav, shouldn't shame him. I think you're more or less same thing.
But I still think that why can't you use him? Because if he's correct, you should be able to use the next person.
Okay, so what are you saying? That you should, that you can or you can't? The Gemara says you can't.
Yeah, I won't.
Saying you don't understand the Gemara?
No.
Okay.
That's the time.
Maybe because the Rav gets Siyata Shemayim to Paskin, okay. In HaShemayim sort of thing, so therefore who am I to contradict that?
Right, so you've got your answer, Min HaShemayim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to take and accept it. Yeah. So we've got so far two svaras, covered or shaming the Chacham. We'll see, there's a subtle difference between those two things, by the way. Between being Mechabe the Chacham or shaming her of, and we'll speak about where that might be. There might be an afkamina between the two. The idea of siyata d'shmaya. Before I came to this sugya, before I saw the Rishonim, I thought that the reason would be more along those lines. Siyata d'shmaya, the way I understood it was be when you ask a shayla, that means you've got a legitimate inquiry. That means that's why you're asking. You want to know the answer. When you reject that answer and say, that's not the answer I wanted, I'm going to go and find another one, you're forum shopping. You're saying that, you're showing you that you're not an emes mevakesh Hashem. You're mevakesh yourself, fulfilling your own will, and you've got a technical way to do so, and you've got a mechanics with the halacha. Interestingly, of all the Rishonim that I saw, no one says that svara. No one says that svara. No one brings the svara of siyata d'shmaya. Although there is a tshuva in Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is defending a psak. It seems to be a mistaken psak that a rav made in a certain town. And the Chasam Sofer in tshuva explains that it's not so tamua that this was a mistaken psak, because the shoyl made up the shayla. That was the ma'aseh shayla. The shoyl made up a shayla and he asked the rav. And he tacky tripped up the rav with his shayla. But a rav only gets siyata d'shmaya when it's a real shayla. You try and make up a theoretical shayla, there's no siyata d'shmaya. So there is such a thing as that as well. But halacha geret, what I'm going to do now is present the shittas of the Rishonim and some Achrinim as well in the reasons for this halacha. And then, using those svaras, we're going to apply them to different nafkaminas and come up with different applications of ma'isa. So the most important point to stay focused on is to get the four shittas that we're going to speak through clear, and once we've got that, we'll be able to apply them in different scenarios. So the first svara, which is where I thought you were going, is that which is brought by the Ravid, which is that Shavye Chaticha de Isura. That's the Loshon of the Ravid. Shavye Chaticha de Isura, which means that when there's a psak, then there's a chalois on the cheftza, which makes it osa. You have a chicken, you got a shayla on a chicken, you got a shayla of an esrog, you take it to the rov says it's posel, the rov says it's treif. That creates a chalois, which means a halachic change or happening in the cheftza, the object of the item that the hayra was on, and it now becomes osa. If I would have halachic glasses to put on, where I could see if a chayfetz was mutar or asa, and I put on these glasses, and I'd now see the chicken, it would now be a chicken of issa. Yeah, it's a change in the status of the chayfetz. That is what the Ravid means. Shavei chaticha de isura. The next shitta is a shitta of the Ran. The Ran says that it's a vort of covet. And we'll preface that with the Gemara in Psochim of Shimon Hamsuni. An incredible Gemara. Shimon Hamsuni, as we know, made his entire shitta in Limudat Torah of being Doiresh Itim Shabbat Torah. That's where every S indicates the object of a sentence. But he also understood that an S can be Marabah something. So he went around all the droshes he had, Talmidim. It was a whole Mahalik al-Limud of being Darshan Itim. And then he had a problem. What was his problem? Yeah. Kimchi Gele Es Hashem Lekecha Tira Pirish. He got to Es Hashem Lekecha. Hashem, you have to have Moira from to revere, fear Hashem. Pirish. He stopped because what can you be Marbe? When you're speaking about fear of the Rabbeinu Shalom, what could you possibly be marbe? Amru Talmidov Rebbe Kol Itim Shabbatira Shadarashto Mate Alein. Everything, all your droshes that you went through, what's going to be of them? In other words, your entire life's work seems to be out the window. Yeah, you have to. He was a person that was Modala Emes. It's incredible, you know, someone not trying to. In the same way, I received reward for all the joshes that I made, so too I'm going to receive reward for stopping. Kishen, same level. The schar, someone who's made out of emes, and their life's work. Hashem, you should have moir from. What's that marabah? Marabah talmidei achamim. It comes to be marabah, the kovod and the moira that we're supposed to have of talmidei achamim. So the Ran explains that this halacha in our Gemara is an idea of kaved achamim. That when you go to a Rav and you ask for a psak, and then you reject that psak, and you go for another Rav, that is a bizayin of the first Rav, the first time of Chacham. You're rejecting a hairah that he gave you. That's the mahalach of the Ran. Another mahalach which is also brought in the Ran is based off of Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita says, Mishirabu Talmidei Hila Beis Shammai. After there were many Talmidim of Beis Hila Beis Shammai, Shilui Shimshu Kol Tzarkon, they didn't spend enough time with their Rebbe understanding their Svaras and doing Shimush Talmidei Achamim, where the Rebbeim were coming from. Rabu Machlekes Bisal, therefore, there was a lot of dissent amongst the Talmidim where their Rebbes were coming from. There was a lot of Machlekes. V'nasas Torah k'shtei Torahs. And it was as if they were Chas V'shalom Shtei Torahs. When you have Machlekes, open Machlekes in Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, it's as if there's Shtei Torahs. And therefore, explains the Ran in his second pshat, that when you ask a second Shaila, it's Nasas k'shtei Torahs. It appears as if there are two Torahs. Now we know, obviously, there's only one Torah. We also know there's such a thing as machlekes, and it's legitimate to have machlekes. And shivim panim l'teira, and eilu ve'eilu divrei elikim chayim. Of course, we know all these principles. Nevertheless, in the Ran, you have to say something along the lines of, when you ask a shayla once, you can't make a blatant shtei teiras. You can't do something which is potentially going to come up with something which is clearly shtei teiras. Have a contradiction on one item, two hairas on one shayla. That's the second pshat in the Ran. The final pshat is not brought very widely in the Rishonim, but it's cited by some. It's from the Rivosh, and it's also, interestingly, the psak of Rav Shamsham Rafal Hirsch in Tshuvas Shemesh Umarpe. Rav Hirsch is not well known, but Rav Hirsch has a Tshuva Sefer, fascinating Tshuvas, and he has a book here, and anyone who wants it is welcome to have this Tshuva. It's a fascinating Tshuva that Rav Hirsch writes to the Würzburger Rav, whose name was Rav Bamberger, first name was, someone help me up, Rav Bamberger, about a certain Shaila that was in town. Rav Bamberger was chelik with him, and Rav Hirsch maintained it was the Shaila of Chacham Shehoira, therefore no one else can paskin on this Shaila, and Rav Bamberger argued with him. It's fascinating from a number of perspectives, the tshuva of Rav Hirsch.
What was the Shaila?
The Shaila was about Austrit.
Austrit.
Yeah.
Secessionism.
No, not that one. The Jewish Austrit. It was about whether the Orthodox community should separate from the Grossgemeinde of the type of Austrit, of secession. Whether they should split off and make their own separate kehillah.
And he said yes.
Rav Hirsch said yes. That was his shitta.
So what's
the shitta Rav Hirsch and the Rivosh? They have a different mahalach. They say that the vort is an idea of kabbalah. You accept upon yourself the psak when you go to a rav and you go to ask a shayla. Thus the rav zogd, ich gaton. I'm going to do whatever the rav says. It's like a kabbalah, like you can have a kabbalah by a neder. You mean makabel on yourself, send the trade stocker and whatever, and the dover. So too, when you go to ask a Rav, you makabel on yourself what the Rav is going to ask in, and that's the binding sack. It's like in something al derech and neder, it's a kabbalah. So Rav Hirsch was saying, so people will makabel the hayra of the Rav. Now we've got four shittas now, let's recap them, and then let's apply them to various shaylas halachah lemais, and find the nafka minutes. The first mahalich was that of the Ravid, who says, it's a dinin.
Shavya Nafshe.
Now it's interesting that you said Shavya Nafshe, because I was careful and I didn't say Shavya Nafshe. I said Shavya Chaticha De Isura. Yes. And there's the Lashon of the Rav is Shavya Chaticha De Isura, which means he makes a chalois in the Heftza of Issa. Now, that expression is widely used in other contexts, Shavya Nafshe, which is more of a Lashon of Kabbalah. Shavya Nafshe means a person makes a chalois for themselves, which is more the derech of the Rivosh and Rav Hirsch. And it happens to be that there are some Achreinim that understand the Ravid that way, but the Pashtus in the Ravid is not like that, and most Achreinim do not understand the Ravid like that. So, but yes, the Mahalach of the Ravid is that he creates a chalois, a psak in the Chetzah. The first Mahalach of the Ran was, covered. Second Mahalach in the Ran was?
Two
Torahs. Shouldn't appeal it. Two Torahs. And the final Mahalach is? Kabbalah. The Yimei Kabbalah himself. Excellent. Good. Now let's apply Halach L'maisa for some Nafka minutes. Let's say B'di'evet. What? Why? No, four. One, there's a psak, a chalois in the chefta, in the item. The second one is covered. The third one is machlokes. The fourth one is kabbalah, you makabal on yourself. What the psak is going to be.
Well, there would never be a difference of opinion if everybody had to do that.
What do you mean?
Well, once someone said something, everything is what everybody else has to accept.
It would have to conform. So, if we think through the Nafka minutes, would that necessarily be the case? It's certainly not the case, because the Gemara is only speaking about one individual. Yeah. It would come up interestingly in different Nafka minutes. Let's leave that one till last, and then we'll think through and we'll try and apply the logic to all and see how it works. But there is such a thing as machlokes, and people are entitled to have different views in halacha. But the same individual, the shoel, is not allowed to ask again. Yeah. So if we have time, we'll try and come back to it. Let's work through the first nafkamen. It's going to be b'di'evet. A person asked a shayla wrongly. So the halacha is a person should not do so. But they did. What is the halacha? Are they now allowed to follow the second, more lenient psak, let's say? The person had a chicken, and they first asked the first rav, and then they went to a second rav, and the second rav was moira. Also, you shouldn't have done it, but now he did. Can they follow the psak? Okay. If we go according to the Ravid, that there's a chalois in the chefza, and it becomes asa. So now that it's become asa, it's asa. You can't now go to another psak and ask a shayla and make it mutter. If we put on our halacha goggles, it's asa now. Can't become mutter. So it's finished. But the psak is finished. If, however, the issue is with covered, so covered means that you don't ask the shayla. It's a pechisus in the covered of the first chacham to ask the shayla. But once you've already asked the shayla again to the second rav, then you've already been over the issa. Now you're presented with two opinions. There's nothing to stop you from going with one over the other. If it's nasis kishtei teres, once again, you shouldn't have asked the question because it makes it look like shtei teres. But now you've asked the question and you're left with two alternatives. You are able to follow them. And finally, if it's a vort of Kabbalah, then once you ask the first question, you're makabal on yourself the first psak. Once you receive that psak, you can't ask it. You can't go again and follow another one because you've already been makabal the first psak. That's according to B'di'evet. Next nafka minna. When you're asking about something that doesn't pertain to a chafetz. Let's say the question is not about an esrog, and it's not about a chicken, but rather it's about a theoretical question. You've got a shayla, let's say, in choshen mishpat. You've got a shayla, what happens if I miss out yalav yovli and mariv of Rosh Chodesh? Something which is more of a theoretical question. In such a scenario, would we therefore say that once you've asked the first rav, you can't ask another one? If it's a din, like the Ravid says, that there's a psak in that there's a chalois in the chefza, here, there's no chalois. When you ask a shayla about whether I have to go back in davening for yalav yovai, or what's the din on in a certain theoretical shayla of choshen mishpat, is this considered ribbis, is that not considered ribbis? There's no chalois of a psak anywhere. You have a chalois on an esrog, you have a chalois on a chicken. But there's no chalois in a theoretical question. Ramela, according to the Ravid, explains, Rav Nissim Karelitz is brought in Chut Shani, that there's no issa according to the Ravid for asking again in such a scenario because it's in the no chefza. Masha ein kein, if the issa is midin.
What's the difference between a physical chefza and a halacha? So the din is chal on the.
This halacha is where the shavi and nafshe makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Because if it's a nafshe, it's on the gavra, then it doesn't make a difference. I've makabel on myself what the psak is. I've got a din, the psak is chal on me. But if it's on the chefta, shavi chatich deisur, that means the rov takes the food item and he makes it also with his psak. That's yes. The koyach of psak.
Yes.
But when he makes a psak on a theoretical scenario, the first rov says, let's say, you have to have something which is theoretically is questionable in halacha. But let's, for argument's sake, let's say the Yad Yaveh, and he said that the Psak is, yes, you don't have to go back in Yad Yaveh. So there's no chalois of the Psak in the Chafza.
There is.
There's no Shavi Chaticha de Sur, because there's no Chaticha.
It's not physical, but there's a chalois of the halacha. There's a chalois of the Psak.
That's not the Ravid.
It's not a physical object, but who cares?
That is correct. And the Ravid says that the Issa is, because he doesn't envisage this idea that there's a psak halacha, which is an abstract theoretical construct.
Okay.
It's a chalois in the chefza.
Is that chicken forbidden to everybody or just to the
farmers? That is fantastic. You're coming back to the same point again. Okay. This is the shitoska.
Yeah. Has he made a trade for
this point is discussed, and if I remember correctly, it's a shach that says no, he doesn't. He doesn't. And this is part of the answer to your question that according to that mahalach. That is correct. That is correct. So it wouldn't necessarily be chal on everyone in the same way. It's the person that it's the sha'ilo which makes the psak nisa. Next, if we go on, if however it's a din of kavod, then there's still a problem of kavod. If it's an issa of shtei toras, yeah, then there's still an issue of shtei toras, and if it's kabbalah, then, once again, there's still a question of Kabbalah, even though it's a theoretical question. I'm the Kabbalah on what the Rav is going to say. Now let's come back to someone made a diuk earlier, that what happens if the Psak was Lahokel? We were medayik earlier, that the Lashon of the Gemara is, Chacham Sha'asa, Lo Yishal Lachavire Achave Yate. But what happens if the first Chacham was Mekel? And the Shoyel was Liboy Noikfoy, and he says, I'm not so happy with this Psak, I'm choshish that it's an undue colour. And he goes to a second Chochem just to be sure, and the second Chochem is Machmir. What's the din then? Now, this is interesting how the Ravid says it. You could really hear two ways, but the Ravid is Megala, that's not how to understand it. He says there's no such thing as a Psak din Laheta. Of course, we talk about there's a psak laheta, but a psak means a psak or a shavi chaticha de isura means it became osa. You can't enact, you can't give a psak of a din of heta on something. There's a Teferis as well somewhere who seems to suggest that something is muta, everything is muta until you find a reason or a sibba that it should be osa. But there's no din of a psak, a chalois on a chafetz of heta. It's interesting. You could have heard that another way around, but that's how the Ravid understands it. Umamela. According to the Ravid, there's no problem once if you get the first Chacham says it's mutter of asking again and coming out lachmi. If, however, it's an issue of kavod, there's no nafkamina. If it's an issue of shtein toras, there's no nafkamina. And also, if there's an issue, if the issue is kabbalah, what you makabbalah, it's also no nafkamina. You makabbalah whatever the world's going to say. What about if the first Chacham is maskim, and he says, I'm totally fine. I've given my psak. You can go and ask someone else. He says you can do that. If it's a shavi chaticha de isura, it doesn't mean nafkamina. The psak din is not contingent on the rov's haskansim to go and ask someone else. If, it, however, it's a vor of kavod, then if he allows you to do so, he's moichel, then pashtas you can do so. If it's shtei toras, it would still be a problem. If it's kabbalah, it would also still be a problem. Similarly, infrequently, one does get ask questions like this, and they say, Rabbi, I want to ask you a question. I'm not asking you as a shayla, I just want to know your opinion before I ask the shayla. Right? Why do they want to, why are they asking the question like that? Because they don't want to be bound by the psak.
Okay.
Huh?
They don't want to be stuck.
They don't want to be stuck, exactly. They want to leave the options open, right? Pragmatically wise. So what is the din there? So is that called a psak? So I asked Rav Zimmerman this question, and he said, seemingly, it would be okay. Because they're not asking for a psak halacha. They're asking a psak halacha means that there's a question. Ad kedei kach, some of the Rishonim say that if the Chacham gets up and he says that something, the din is chal an item, it doesn't necessarily affect everyone in that sphere. This is when there was a shaila. Obviously, it depends on the scenario when that's the case. However, he says that there's only when there's a question. When there's no question and he's just sharing with you his opinion in halacha, that doesn't create a chaticha de isura. Moreover, there's no issue of Kavod HaChacham. I thought that the very fact that he's asking this question is a priestess in the Kavod HaChacham. No, Rav Zimmerman is, you know, he doesn't mind. He says that he wouldn't consider that to be a priestess in the Kavod of the Chacham to ask such a question. No, they're just asking their opinion. Shtei Torahs.
You have to ask in the third person. If someone came to you, Rabbi, with this question, how would you? Yeah.
That would be, well, you don't even need to do that, then it comes out. According to Shtei Torahs, Yesh Lodon, if this would be considered Shtei Torahs, I think perhaps it may be considered Shtei Torahs. The Rishonim don't really speak about the scenario. And finally, Kabbalah. Well, there's clearly no Kabbalah in such a scenario. We can go on with further nafgamenes, but we're short of time. One final one I'll give you is that if the second chacham is clearly greater than the first one, someone asks someone who's just out of kolal with a het hayra, let's say, and then they go and ask Rav Eliashiv or God Lador, whatever that may be. There's clearly a differential, and so if it's because of kavod, then there would seemingly be, it's not a priestess in the kavod of the first chacham to ask someone who's clearly greater. If it's Shavya Khatichat Isura, then the sack was still chal of the first one, unless, of course, you can prove that the first one was Toya B'Dvar Mishnah, when the sack is not chal, he made a basic mistake in the halacha, which is clear. And the Chochmas Odom is actually Medayak, the Loshon of the halacha. It says, Lo Yisha L'Chochem Chaveri V'yate. He shouldn't ask the Chochem of his fellow and be maker. Why is it Chochem Chaveri? Because if it was a Chochem who was clearly Godel from the first one, then you could ask. That's a deal. So we're more or less out of time, but what I think this sugya shows is that when you have one halacha in the Gemara, one din in the Gemara, you can have various mahalchim and rishonim, and according to each mahalach, you're going to apply them in different ways and come up with different halachas lemaisa. A fascinating application of this halacha, particularly before we come back to our original question, is that what happens, Erev Shabbos, you're very busy, and you have a question, and you, instead of phoning up someone to ask for the answer, because there's not enough time, you send out a text or you send out a WhatsApp to multiple Rabbonim. Or as it happens with Shaila text, you send a question to Shaila text, and it could be that two of the responders saw the question at the same time, and they both respond to the same question. You get one after the other. Is that an issue of Chacham Shahira? Would you have to follow the first psak that you get, or not? So again, this question, Shia text and Krab, by the way, 100,000 questions they've just answered on Shia text from 10,000 independent, unique users. It's incredible. Shia text is a facility for the Kehillah. Well, do you have to follow the first one or not? Seemingly.
Best fits you.
Huh?
Well, best fits you.
Well, can you choose the one which best fits you? So it was seemingly, if you ask the question one after the other, you would need to. It would still have a din of a psak. If there is a chaticha, which is difficult to know when the chacham can't see the chaticha, but theoretically, the kavod chacham there still is, and this would be where there's a nafkamina perhaps between shaming a chacham and kavod chacham. If the rishonim say kavod chacham, if it's about shaming, then if you don't know who it is and they don't know what you're doing, there would be questionable for shaming. That's why the fact that the lashon kavod chacham is more significant. So all of these nafkaminas would apply. I'm not entirely sure, Yesh Lodon, when you send the questions, that today you can send questions at exactly the same time to multiple people. So which one are you accepting? You've got, normally, before the advent of question of sending a question simultaneously, you wouldn't really have that question. Which one are you makabal? Maybe you can say, well, in such a scenario, there's clearly no Kabbalah whatsoever. Because it's not possible to be makabal two opinions simultaneously, one of them is going to be sofa the other. Coming back to our original question with the sofa, another sofa was asked, and it turned out that this original sofa was known in town for being someone who was very, very machmir, and the Rav made a hachra based upon the information that was given to him, and he paskened lahokel on most of the Sifri Torah. On two of them, they did indeed need to fix. But what was the propriety of what the shul decided to do? And the halacha is that all of this din of chacham shahira is only when you have a chacham, whether it's a din of chatichat isura or with kavod or shtei toras or with kabbalah. It's only said when there's a chacham. An uman, however, who is a craftsman, and a sofer, not necessarily a Talmud Chacham, not necessarily someone who has Kerech HaPsak. He might be a Talmud Chacham, but that's not necessarily the case. The Uman, when a person asks a Sefer, or the Rav asks a Sefer, is asking the Sefer, tell me from your professional knowledge, what are the Shailas here? What's the sugya? What's the din? According to your understanding, how should this come out? And then, based on that opinion, the Chacham, whose job it is to be Koveya the Halacha, will paskin. But the Sefer is not a posik. Someone during Kriyas HaTorah told me once that the Baal Korah paskin that the Sefer Torah is possible. It doesn't go like that. It's the Rav, it's the Chacham who paskins. Also, not necessarily the Sefer who paskins if the Sefer is not a Talmud Chacham. You can be knowledgeable in one area that doesn't give him the status of a Chacham. There are many other considerations, often a Shaila in Yoridea, certain Simon Yoridea might also be Negea to a Chayshan, Chayshan Mishpat, etc. We mentioned before, it might be Negea to other questions, Hasid Merubah, Shasa Tchak, etc. So therefore, asking the first Sefer, unless the first Sefer himself has the status of a Chacham, does not compel the Shoyal to be Mekabel the advice of the Sefer, and they can ask again and then go to a Rav for a final Hachra.
Let's try it. Okay.